Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Wow, it worked on the first go.
I know. I know. Very happy.
All right. Our assignment from yesterday. Answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue? Record and listen. Note, the obvious answer is, I don't want to suffer. So we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer. All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. Hello, Sangha. It's Brian from Detroit.
Hey, Brian.
This was a riot. I really love this question. I think what I've been doing in the last, I don't know, probably year and a half, is that when, you know, I hear a question like this and the resistance goes crazy, then I just start looking at it because without thinking too much about it, because that gets me into that conversation. And so I'm working with my relationship with money, and it's amazing how much conditioning is just like, we don't want to do this.
We don't look at that.
Yeah, and what it reminded me of was just this next retreat. I love the name of it because I could hear it right away as soon as I read it. It was kind of like resistance is like, well, you don't want to do that. Like you know, it's just the family. You know about your family, right? I mean, and it had to be outside me. It couldn't be about me addressing issues. It had to be about family. So it's a riot. Yeah, I'm loving this.
Well, Brian, what I really want to underline in what you said for all of us is the resistance starts, and that signals you, yeah, I need to look at this. I want to look at this.
Exactly.
Right? Because that's how its ego has controlled us forever, is it says, I don't want to, and we go, yeah, I don't want to. So to realize resistance means I'm going in the right direction, look closer. And what you also said about not getting caught up in the conversation in the head. It's not that. It's just being still and letting the awareness inform underneath that level of I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Right. Yeah, it comes with a... with the body language, it comes with a feeling of like panic and fear. And it also comes with the, I don't know what to call it really, but it's kind of like this hole. Like I'm starting to look at my relationship with money and conditioning says it doesn't exist. It's like there's nothing to address, which is hilarious.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yes.
We can look at our lives and know, oh yeah, there is something to address in this subject.
Yeah, it's so tricky to be, and it's such a blessing to be aware of that though, and not just go, yeah, you're right, I don't need to look at that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's funny, but it's like let resistance be our guide. in the sense that it's pointing. Every time it says don't, we know do.
Yeah.
You can't, we know that means can.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to do that because it doesn't know what to do.
It has no help. Yeah. That's right. It has nowhere to go with that, which is perfect, right? As soon as we catch on to that, now we've moved out of that place of powerlessness into a place of calling the shots. Because it can't, it's not creative. It's not present. It's not thinking. It's a program. And so as soon as we realize that it's leading us, it's showing us by its negativity where we actually want to look, where we want to be, then it's just a matter of continuing to repeat what we already are doing.
Yeah.
I apply it in this situation. But it's not a new, we're not looking for a new application.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. And you know what's what's funny is that it was such a long time before I actually could feel that before.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like I kept trying to think my way through things, and that didn't work because conditioning is like, oh, yeah, let's think about it.
You know?
You're really in trouble now.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and so all those images, brainwashing is my one of my favorites, because that's exactly what has happened, and that's what we're coming out of. It's a brainwashing. It's not just a little something that you can go, oh, let's see, let me figure that out, and, oh, I get that, and now I'm different. No, it's a brainwashing system. It's old, and it's deep. And I just picture us, you know, kind of swimming up toward the surface, the light and the air. And then we burst through, and here we are, gulping air and looking around, and it's a completely different reality.
And it's so much fun.
It's
such a fun place to be. Like when you're seeing yourself moving away from that, it's like, wow, this is so great. So, Pavlov's just not going to be conditioning me too much longer, I guess. That's fine. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Thanks, Brian.
You too.
That was just lovely, Sherry, that the answer to the question of why do you want to look at this further, if we extrapolate as awareness practitioners, we want to look at all those places that are not in unconditional love and bring them into unconditional love and acceptance.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever they are.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's fun. It's a way happier way to live.
Yes, and as Brian so eloquently described, it's a process, because initially it's just a lot of resistance, and that's not a fun, within quotes, fun place to be till we get to see the pattern of the arc of the application of doing awareness practice to any content. There's always resistance. There's always something we let go of. There's always coming through it and being in a completely different world. And once we get to see the pattern of that, it's not a play. There's no confusion about what we're doing or why we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That's it. And it's in the same way that conditioning gets us through that repeat, 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 repeat. We're extricating ourselves through repeat, repeat, repeat. Because as you say, it's a replicable process.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you were talking to Vanessa about on open air last night, right? That it's not me, the whole world shifts.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as we can flip out of it. And the part of this being in it is being in it until we flip out of it. Right, there's that experience also, and it all gets normalized into this is the new life process in awareness practice world.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we need to get used to it, right? Because all those other things are the sensations and how we feel and what it all means. That's what we've been living in. So we have to become familiar. You know, just a lack of negativity is something a system has to adjust to.
Yes, yes, because it's an addiction.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my program has refreshed, so I can now actually bring someone live. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Alicia in Seattle.
Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
What are you seeing?
It's good to be here. Well, listening to that last conversation, and we're asked to, why we want to work with this other than the obvious reason of not suffering. And I don't think I have anything to add to what was just said, because what I could see is just how limiting the perspective is, and the content that I'm using is let's see, how do I explain it? Like, there is a process going on where I kind of walk around in my world, kind of filled mm-hmm. with what feels like, you know, it's judgment, but there's a harsh word that comes up, which is disgust, that comes up, especially when I see, you know, Seattle has become very wealthy in the, you know, many years that I've lived here. And so I tend to project a lot of judgment, like on the, you know, the neighbors who moved into the $2 million house down the street, for example. And so what it ends up looking like is just me living in a smaller and smaller world. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of hard to describe, I guess, because I not only do I feel like I know something, you know, about these the people who increasingly are, you know, part of my world, but also
who are it kind of projects.
Yes, exactly. And but also it projects back to me because I too, you know, in my own family's wealth is increasing as well. And it's kind of like I'm stuck in this place of, you know, the word shame comes up, disgust, and I just think it's really limiting. I mean, it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier, where we, it's not expansive. It's not, you know, it's this place of like you think you know, but it's like being in a tunnel.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. That's a great description. So I was thinking about this guy that a lot of us are pretty familiar with, Jesus, who had. I always feel a little sorry for him because he had such a great message. We could say has such a great message that gets so ignored. And probably because it is one of the world's greatest messages. And that, it's very simply, don't judge. Mm-hmm. Judge not, lest you be judged, right? And that's what you're describing, right? What you're describing is what happens to us when ego gets hold of the ability to judge. And of course, that's one of its great qualities, right? It's top 10 qualities, is judgment. And what you're getting to see is it would have you believe, first of all, that you are judging these other people. And yet you've been practicing enough to know that's a conversation in your head, right?
Right.
But you're doing that, even though you know you're not doing that. The program is running in your head about how disgusting this is. Well, who's next up?
Right.
You.
Right.
Yep. Because you're one of those disgusting people. And so you've painted such a clear picture of how ego really is outside of, even though it happens inside our head, it's really outside of, in quotes now, you, right? And it turns that judgment on you, and then it turns it on the other people, and then it turns it back to you, and it turns it on, and it just goes back and forth. And whether it's on them or it's on you, the net result is you feel bad because you're living in its negativity, as you've seen. And that negativity just makes a person's life smaller and smaller and smaller. So I'm projecting what you're getting to see in this is it has nothing to do with wealth.
Oh. Yes, that's interesting.
It has to do with an ego process, right?
Yeah.
So we could come up with a bunch of different content where that same process would go on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's appearance. Maybe it's something like weight. Maybe it's a behavior that you have. Maybe you procrastinate. And so it does that same thing. It's judging other people for procrastinating, then it's judging you, then it's other people, then it's you. Okay? And so just to go down that list, for ourselves, I think can be illuminating. to see how many pieces of content it's doing that to us with, and then to be able to identify what is the real problem here. Is it because I have more money than I used to have? Is it because other people have more money? Or is it that process of ego standing right outside, kind of on one's shoulder, saying, mm-hmm. it's you, it's them, it's you, it's them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a really interesting place to look. Yeah, yeah, because, of course, I could think of many places where it's that process. What you're talking about is just this process of, you know, judgment being judged, or, you know, that projecting, what it feels like is, you know, negativity out, negativity in.
Yes. Yes, well stated. It doesn't even have, we don't even have to see it as judgment, right? No. Negativity works really well. Negativity out, no. Negativity in. Yeah, mm-hmm. just back and forth. Hatred out, hatred in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, great.
Well, thank you
so
much.
It's also
that.
More fun to look at it that way. I have to.
Oh,
you know,
isn't
you're in the
it?
Wrong place when you're like, this is not fun.
Yes, yes. And that's another one that we could say, not fun out, not fun in.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Alicia. Wow, Sherry, if we had to summarize the kernel for this entire retreat with one insight, it's that line of, it's not about wealth. It's never about anything that's content-oriented. Mm-hmm. And if we just get it that it's always ego, you know, mm-hmm. that's what we're doing in this retreat, which is every piece of content we can think of to go back to the process, and the process is always the separation,
mm-hmm.
the negativity, the judgment. And so to mm-hmm. get it at that level, wow.
Yeah.
Because then we can just go to how it does that to us, right? What do we fall for? How do I know I've fallen for it? And all of those, but just to get it, that the place to look is what that what is what ego is doing to me.
Yeah, and then it's what we were talking about with Brian, right? It's not like I get it, done, happily ever after.
Yeah.
Now, the process is more fun. There's no question about that. But are
yeah.
we finished? Because no, because there's a ton of content that we have this going with, and
yes.
and a gajillion ways that system trips us up. Brainwashing doesn't work with a "you are getting very sleepy." It has to influence everything in a person's being in
yes.
order to work.
Yes, and that is the meta process of this retreat. There's a single process we're using to get ourselves to train ourselves in becoming aware of ego as the issue, within quotes, and then
mm-hmm.
how it has operated us on these various domains of content. So we get clear how to bring that specific aspect of ourselves back into unconditional love and acceptance. Unconditional love and acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah, and so this reminds me of something that somebody said to me recently. So there was the idea of not bringing compassion to aspects of the personality, and that what we're doing in practice is beating up on conditioning. And that is absolutely not what's going on here, right? Conditioning is happy to beat up on conditioning. Ego is happy to do that because that's one of the strategies for keeping it in control. We're not doing that. We're learning to see through a process. So my favorite with this is, if anybody does this anymore, probably went out 50 years ago, but diagramming sentences. Okay, and seeing, learning which part of speech makes up a sentence. More and more complex sentences, and how does that, what's this, and 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 what's this. And that's what we're doing with this. We're not saying anything is the enemy, because that's not it. We are waking up and ending suffering. We have been asleep for a really long time, sound asleep for a really long time. Now we're waking up. We're seeing all of the components of how we've been kept asleep. That's all we're doing, right? There's nothing wrong with any of it. We're seeing mm-hmm. how a process works.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
I like it. Diagramming sentences feels like it's so doable, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And we all hated grammar class, so... Or loved it.
Well, you can tell I didn't, but I'm still enthusiastic about it decades later.
Yeah.
But I take your point.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. I can't tell if I'm on.
You sound very, very far away. I couldn't quite tell who this is.
This is Scott. I'm trying to figure out how to use this computer.
Scott, you sound better already.
Okay.
So whatever you're doing, keep it up.
I got closer to the screen, hoping that works.
There you go. Keep it up.
This is my first time using this app getting on. It's been confusing.
Yes.
I am trying to figure out where I'm going with this topic. It's definitely my most charged content of anything mm-hmm. that gets me identified. Everything about it just sends me off the deep end, it seems like. And mm-hmm. nothing about it do I ever really feel authentic. So mm-hmm. the distinction between ego and authenticity, this topic just draws the line.
Okay, so may I ask you about that right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so how about the authenticity engaged in wanting to free a person, in this case called Scott, free a person from suffering over an issue like this?
Yeah, that's there. Yeah, that this has been on my list to work on for forever.
Yeah, so not to lose sight of that, right? Not to lose sight of that as ego tries to trip you up with every step you take. Okay, let's go from there.
So I don't. The intro email that introduced this topic started out with the Zen story getting robbed, and mm-hmm. I have recently been robbed, and I have nowhere near the same reaction as that monk.
mm-hmm. You're thinking maybe... calling it a capital offense and find that person and
absolutely.
Bring them up?
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. And this is the 12th time it's happened. My house
oh my
is
goodness.
Fairly ransacked. So this is getting really old. And I'm definitely ready to find that person. And I know who it is. Not that I can get my hands on them. They're fugitive on the run, this particular thief. But all the same, that process of dealing with that for the last few weeks pretty much has me maxed out. And when this topic came in, I flipped out. It was like, it's already too much.
All right. Let's break this down right there.
Okay.
So ego flipped out when this topic came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ego flipped out. And you can see that it flips out because that's the way to keep the suffering going. That's the way to keep that conversation in your head. You know, this is bizarre, okay, but a lot of what we look at in awareness practice seems bizarre. If that were the norm, you know, let's say once a week, you don't know what time of day or what day of the week, but once a week your house gets ransacked.
Mm-hmm.
How long would that need to go on before that became the norm? You know, you would probably take your most prized possessions and lock them in the trunk of your car and go off to wherever you're going, and you would know that, and then whoever will come in and ransack the house, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the belief that this is wrong, this shouldn't be happening. They're wrong. There's obviously something wrong with you, that you're in these circumstances, right? And there's definitely something wrong with whomever is doing this. The whole thing is wrong. And that's where the suffering is. Not in the right. content.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's okay. separation painted all over every aspect of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is clear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. and just feeling the energy.
Yes. Coursing through your body.
Yeah, feeling that negative blah.
Yeah, and fueling that conversation, right, in your head. The anger, the frustration, the, we guess, fantasies of retribution, all of those things that ego just thrives in.
Right, ego-based things that has me hooked.
Yeah.
Mostly, for the time being.
Well,
and kind of related yeah. to the topic, at least via that story, and ownership, and like, okay, is ownership part of money, and just already feeling overwhelmed when this comes in. It's like, oh my God, this is it. This is my opportunity. I got to go for this.
Yes. Yes, we do, Scott. And so let me ask you this. Do you have a recording and listening practice?
I do very little, but I do some.
Okay. Then I'm going to encourage you to do more, because that's going to be your ticket through this maze. All right. Because first of all, one of the most powerful tools is the two-handed recording exercise.
Mm-hmm.
To let that guy who's having this experience talk legitimately about his experience, not about ego's experience of his experience, but about his experience. Okay, what it feels like to be trapped in this position that he's trapped in. And I'm going to speculate that he's not trapped there because of this person who keeps ransacking his house. He's trapped there because of the conversation in the head that goes on as a result of that.
Yeah, I can get there.
Yeah, yeah. And then let the mentor offer process places to look. Okay, ways to be with that. Because as you know, this is far bigger than finances, right? This is our whole life, as we were talking about a little bit ago. This doesn't just happen in one piece of content in our lives. It's everywhere. That process of ego getting hold of something like a dog with a bone and just gnawing on it until we're ready to give up, just quit. We're completely defeated by the negativity. So this is just one of the places that we're going to explore that process, right? And the mentor, you beginning a regular, in-depth relationship with the wisdom and compassion that animates you is going to offer you a support that you don't now have. And it's going to be, I'm projecting, your best opportunity to get to the other side of this particular process this month.
Yeah, I think what's happening is what usually happens, which, it, as you pointed out, this is the whole game. This is suffering
yes.
or not suffering.
And yes.
what's happening is it's making it that big, and I need to somehow break it down into something smaller that I can do.
Yes. yes. You do. And that's the conversation with the mentor. That's the breaking it down, getting out of conditioned mind, getting out of going over and over that conversation. This is it. I've really got to figure this out. I've got to make it happen. Oh, my God, it keeps happening. What's all of that? That's the making it smaller that you have the ability to address. Bringing it back into the present, out of conditioned mind and into this moment.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, then you have to practice it to have your own experience of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in those conversations, you'll start finding yourself experiencing getting out of that ego conversation in your head and getting into a here and now, present moment conversation in which Scott is actually okay.
The word came back. I lost you for a minute there. The sound went out.
I don't know what I said, but it was all recorded.
I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it was brilliant, Scott. It was the very thing that would have changed your life forever.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well,
thank
keep you. In touch, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scott. It really is the two-handed recording exercise, right, Cherry? Because there's a way in which all that energy that is being used by ego has to be given back to life.
Yeah.
And it has to, we do that by talking about how we feel. And
mm-hmm.
we're so not allowed to do that because ego has the microphone. And so to have
mm-hmm.
that and then to be able to move, to listen to that and come from a different place so you can actually experience being with the experience you're having.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what the two-handed exercise assists us to do. Because it's
mm-hmm.
not that something like this happens, and as is so often misquoted, the Zen thing to do is to be equanimous about it. Because we
mm-hmm.
process, we're live. We have reactions and we have responses, but we're not allowed to get to our response because the only thing we experience is our reaction.
Right. Right. Yeah. We can't get past ego to get to the human being. And that's
yeah.
what that exercise does so well. It bypasses
yeah.
ego and gets to the human being. It's
well,
what's really happening.
Yes, and allows us to go from overwhelm, which is listening to a barrage of conditioned mind thoughts, to really how I can actually be with this in the moment and the next
mm-hmm.
moment and the next moment. The
mm-hmm.
very fact of coming to the present breaks it down. Because
mm-hmm.
you can only be present in this moment. It's a manageable place to live from.
Yes. Yes, the present is so manageable.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Cherry, and our assignment for today. For the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about this issue. Keep the issue in front of your awareness as you go about your day. Each time you become aware that attention is on the issue, notice what the voices are saying and jot it down.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, this one, there you go, Scott. There's the formula to apply, right?
Yes,
Scott,
exactly.
Of course, we're all going to do it. But that does speak exactly to what we were just talking about. So
mm-hmm.
that's very helpful. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Cherry.
Go
take care
please.
And go happy.